We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, inviting you to be a part of our congregation today, trusting the Lord will be able to make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We open our service with a selection, Jesus is Always There.
Sometimes our skies are cloudy and dreary. Sometimes our hearts are burdened with care. But we may know whatever may befall us.
The scriptures tell us his eyes are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. Jesus is always there. Heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we approach the throne of grace today. We're so thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer, to be our Intercessor. And we're praying today that our precious congregation shall be affected by the Word and by the Spirit of God. For we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use our broadcast to deal with hearts, to bless souls, to help souls to come to know Thee if they know Thee not. So take charge, lead by Your Spirit, and use our program for Your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm walking His chain, the side of my Lord.
Jesus is mine.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Come Boldly to the Throne of Grace. And our text of scripture will be found in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our text says we should come boldly to the throne of grace. What does that mean, and how do we go about it? What does it mean? Well, first, the throne of grace is just another way to say the throne of God. So we are invited to come boldly to the throne of God. Other passages speak of God's throne as one of righteousness, justice, mercy, and truth. We read in Psalm 89 and 14, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face." So the throne of grace, where kindness, mercy, and love may be found. The expression, "let us come," is draw near, in other words, "let us come" or "draw near," is a priestly expression used in the Old Testament of priests in their approach to God. In Leviticus chapter 21, God forbids anyone who had a blemish or a mark to come before him to make an offering. Our text suggests that the priestly privilege of access to God is now extended to all Christians and not just priests or ministers. So through Christ, we can draw near to God in worship and in prayer. This we can do boldly, or we can come with confidence. Boldly here is not to be understood as arrogant or self-righteous, but we come with confidence. In ancient Greece, the word translated for boldly meant it was the right of a citizen to speak his mind on any subject in the town assembly. Only full citizens were allowed to speak, and slaves did not have that right. As here in Hebrews, it stands for our freedom to approach God, made possible by the blood of Jesus. Let us draw near with a true heart, full assurance of faith, having our conscience sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So we read in Hebrews 10 and 22. This conveys to our minds an understanding that we must be pure and clean and holy in God's sight to be able to approach his throne in prayer. Of course, an unsaved person can come to the Lord with repentance, asking God's forgiveness. But the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, and his face is against those that do evil. Now, why we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace? Well, because we have yet to enter into the rest that remains for the righteous. Yes, there is a rest, an eternal rest that remains. And we are still in this time world, and we still have a battle to fight. We have an enemy to overcome. And so we need to enter into the battle or into prayer with boldness, with confidence, with assurance that God is always there. This being true, we need all the mercy and grace that we can find. Therefore, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Also, because the high priest that we have, yes, we have a high priest today, and his name is Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we have a great high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, who has returned to heaven to make intercession for us. In Jesus, we have a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities because he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. So we're told in verse 15 of our text. Now in Hebrews 2:17, we are told, "Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest, like unto himself." Verse 18 tells us, "For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, even as he is able to succor those that are being tempted." Yes, Jesus Christ was tempted in all points, such as we, and he is able to succor, that means to aid them that are tempted. We have a present help in every time of need, so our text says. Another reason we need to come boldly is because of the mercy and the grace that awaits us. Mercy means kindness in excess of what we may be expected or demanded by fairness, a disposition to forgive, pity, or to be kind. And the word grace means unmerited favor, God's favor to help us in time of need. And so we have a high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities because he was tempted in all points as we are. And therefore, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, when we are diligent to come boldly to the throne of grace, what do we find? Well, we find a loving Heavenly Father and a high priest who can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. The means by which we draw near is prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we read in James 5:16. We are also told that if God's word abides in us, and we abide in him, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be granted unto us. Another verse says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart." And before Jesus gave us the parable of the widow woman who kept coming to the judge until he was willing to avenge us, Jesus said, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." And so the way we come boldly unto the throne of grace is through humble, sincere prayer. The song says, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Remember our text, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that we have such a loving Heavenly Father, such a High Priest, that we can come to Thee with the assurance that Your eyes are over the righteous and that Your ears are open unto our prayers. We are thankful for the prayers that You have answered for us, but we are looking to Thee that we might be able to see more answers. And we pray that You'll remember the righteous in our congregation today, for we know that they have burdens, they have concerns, and we trust the Lord will help them to take their burdens to the Lord and leave them there, for we know that You are our burden bearer, casting all Your care upon Him, for He careth for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My Savior dear, I love Thee. You gave me power to conquer.
Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust the messages in song and the spoken word have proven to be a blessing to you. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And then our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And also we have an archive of our broadcasts. And if you have missed any or would like to hear one over, you can go to our archives there on our webpage and listen to it again. Again, our postal or our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would also remind you that you can be with us in our services as they are broadcast live. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins at 7. Of course, that's Eastern time. And we would be delighted to have you as a part of our congregation. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being tuned in our way today. And we'd like to invite you to listen to this station next week at this time again for another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
To rise the dead to rise.